Okay, very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you today on the 5th of May, 2022. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Mama Huye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, today on our Women's Roundtable, we'll be discussing empowerment projects which various women are undertaking throughout the country. We realize that women have a variety of projects that they are doing to empower other women, including the girl child.
Yes, and on top of that, we'll also be looking at the current transportation situation in the country when children are going back to school, and also most people are failing to get to work on time. And we saw today the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights giving ZUPCO 24 hours to rectify the situation where people are being left stranded, especially women when they are finished their work to go home. So we will be speaking to some women on what they are facing regarding the transport issue situation in Zimbabwe at the moment. Not forgetting, Star, that this week was also the International Press Freedom Day. So we will be hearing from a woman in Canada who was a journalist but went into exile and has now started her own non-profit organization where she's empowering women to also start their own businesses despite any circumstances they might have faced in the future, in the past.
Yes, and Marva, talking of transport problems, we see that when the Minister of Information was addressing the post-cabinet press briefing yesterday, she clarified that the government is aware of the problems and trying to tackle them, and that she reiterated that the government has not banned the operations of private contractors in the transport sector. But people are still complaining because those private operators have to register under ZUPCO. So we'll be seeing if this can be taken if it will make any difference. So before we go on to our topic for the day, Marvelous, over to you with the video.
Yes, so let's take a look and listen to what a female journalist who used to practice in Zimbabwe, Sharon Joho, has to say about what she went through in Zimbabwe before migrating to Canada, where she is now running her own non-profit organization that empowers women.
One of my most vivid memories of working as a journalist in Zimbabwe is what ultimately led to my leaving the organization that I was working for. I worked as a senior business reporter, and part of my responsibilities included traveling on state visits with His Excellency at the time, President Robert Mugabe, and I had traveled with him on a trip to Kuwait, where Zimbabwe was going to negotiate for a credit facility to procure fuel, and that was unsuccessful. So I wrote about that, and obviously the government was not pleased about it, and they made life difficult for the entire organization of Ziana, and it became uncomfortable for me and my colleagues at the time, and I took it upon myself to leave the organization so that the government could release funding, because they were actually holding on to funding for Ziana, because Ziana was writing stories that did not align with the government mandate. The space has shrunk even further for journalists in Zimbabwe. In 2017, with the new regime that came in, there was this expectation that there would be press freedom, but we don't see that. And one of the factors that I observed to be particularly challenging for journalists in Zimbabwe is the economic situation, where there is so much poverty, and this is compromising as well how journalists can report on some issues, and it makes them vulnerable. Their integrity is compromised, because sometimes they have to choose between bread and butter, literally, and journalism ethics. Journalism is different now, and I'm very big on social media. I have a Facebook group where I share a lot of information about Zimbabwe with women who live in Canada. And part of the mission with this Facebook group is to get women engaged in economic, social, and political issues, not only in Zimbabwe, but in Canada as well, just to create a space where women are comfortable and they are also appreciative of the diversity of views, trying to cultivate a democratic space.
I think we might have a slight problem with that video. It goes on and off. We may come back to it. Otherwise, you may want to say something about it.
Yes, speaking to my guest on the phone, but we were hearing there from Sharon Jovo, who is a Zimbabwean journalist, who says she ran away from Zimbabwe where she was working at Ziana, but is now based in Canada, where she has started an empowerment group where she is communicating with women within Canada and internationally, giving them women empowerment ideas and also looking at what, you know, they can do to change their situation.
Yes, thank you, Marvelous. As we said before, we'll be looking at other empowerment projects that the women are doing throughout the country. And we have our first guest here, Mrs. Sifiso Agbetogawa. I'm sure she can introduce herself. You can go ahead.
Yes, my name is Sifiso Agbetogawa, and I'm a farmer specializing in the breeding of goats.
Yes, we understand. What can you tell us about your project? Who's involved? Is it just for women or is it for men? Because we saw that in your flyer, there were numbers where people can contact the women there concerning this project. What is it all about?
Right. On the 25th of May, we are hosting a GOAT conference. By we, I mean the Bulawayo Global Consortium, which is a UK-registered company. I'm one of the directors of this company. And one of our main objectives is to encourage and support people in the diaspora to invest back home. And my particular portfolio that I manage is to do with livestock, specifically goats. This project is not just for women, it's for men as well. But we would like to see more women, more youth participate in the breeding of goats, because it is a growing industry, and especially in Matabeleland. Matabeleland is perfect goat country. So this conference is going to be looking at the whole value chain of goats and encouraging people who may be thinking of breeding goats to attend, to learn more about it, because there are plenty of opportunities in breeding goats.
Yes, and I see that according to your press statement, there's also, you talked of the ZITF, you know, specials. Were you also exhibiting at the fair, and what happened?
Yes, we did exhibit at the trade fair, and we offered a special discount for anyone who registered for the conference during the trade fair week, which was last week from Tuesday to Saturday. We did have a number of people express an interest and register, and yes, they completed the registration forms, and we look forward to having them on board, to welcoming them to the conference on the 25th of May.
Yes, and so far, how is the uptake? People forthcoming?
People are forthcoming. People are very interested and keen to attend this conference, because basically it's the first of its kind. There are many training opportunities, many training workshops, seminars, but the conference is really specifically focusing on goats. It's the first of its kind for a very long time. So people are quite excited and expressing interest in attending.
Yes, and why goats in particular?
Right. Well, back in the day, even our forefathers, they used to invest in livestock. But mainly it was cattle, and goats really didn't get a look in. But things are changing, not just for us here in Zimbabwe, but globally. The goat meat is gaining popularity globally. It's healthier, much more healthier than beef. It's got less cholesterol, less fat. And the consumers these days are very conscious of what they're eating. And goat is seen as the healthier option in terms of meat.
To the gains, is there a lot of those who embark in goat farming, do they get better returns compared to other, you know, livestock farming?
So I'm not hearing you very clearly. There's an echo. I don't know whether it's to do with my device.
Yes, I can see you in, anyway, we'll talk about it because I can see you in two video. It's like you entered the house. So I'm not sure which one to take out because it will take off your audio. So we'll just finish with this, and when we take our other guests, we'll see which one you, which one is working. Otherwise, yes. I think it's because we once got off. So I think you are connected twice. But now the question was, what about the monetary returns? Is it viable? Monetary-wise?
Absolutely, absolutely. There were great returns on breeding goats, but obviously this is a subject on its own and one could spend an entire day talking about it. And at the conference, we are going to have a financial literacy coach coming to talk specifically about the financial viability of goats and actually how to make it pay. Because as farmers, we tend to be passionate about what we are doing and we don't pay particular attention to the financial side of the business. So the conference is going to be addressing that. But all I can say right now is that, yes, it's a very viable business if done correctly. It has to be done properly in order for it to pay. And I can't emphasize this enough.
Yes, but looking at the situation in the country, is it easy to rear the goats? Do people get enough stock feed? Right now, people are talking of, price hikes, transport problems. What are the... Yes, you can go ahead.
There are challenges with commodities going up, and it's not just the stock feed. And in one of the trainings, actually, we are going to teach people to grow their own feed. We're going to teach them to learn how to grow their own feed for their animals. And also with goats, there are a lot of indigenous trees, fruits from indigenous trees that are very nutritious for goats. And we are going to teach people how to maximize profits by taking advantage of these trees, which are abundant in most regions of Matabeleland, or Gago, or Mchachacha, or Bunzu. All those, they are very good for goats, and goats love them.
Yeah, what you are, is really fun to say, I want to have Emma Pandini, La Wesini's Gavazilis.
Sorry, I'm getting the echo again. I'm sorry.
Yes, if you can explain your outreach, which areas before the conference, I understand you've been taking some, you've been giving out lessons. Are there people you have reached in the rural areas, the youths, the women, all farmers? Yes. Yes, if you can explain.
Basically, you know, we are working with, you know, with all farmers, women, but we would like really to focus our energies on the youth and the women, as well as people in the rural communities. So we are going to be engaging with them. We are going to advertise this particular conference on radio stations that have a following in the rural communities. So no one is going to be left behind in this situation. We will reach out to everyone. But my particular focus, I would like to reach out to more youth, more women in this drive for to breed goats.
But as we talk now, are there many women and youths who are taking up the program?
There's more women than youth, if I may say so, that I personally come across. I come across more women being more willing, being more enthusiastic, you know, about breeding goats. but we would like to see youth come in as well. We've tried even introducing apprenticeship programs, but we haven't had a very good uptake. These were targeted at the youth, but we haven't had a great, you know, uptake. But we've had women, you know, maybe I'll say between the ages of 35, 40, expressing an interest in the apprenticeship program, which was initially meant for the youth.
Yes, yeah, thank you very much. Sizabuyela kuwe njalo sizwe okuningi ngaleyo conference kodwa kathesike marvelous.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu nhasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kusangana nemadzimai apo tsanga tiri kunzwa munyarikani wedu vanga vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pechirongwa chavari kuita chekuwanikwa ivo vachichengeta mbudzi uyezve vachiti madzimai nevechidiki ndo vamwe vavari kuda kuwanikwa vachiita kuti vakwanise kuwanawo mukana iwoyu wekuti vawanikwe vachipinda muzvirongwa izvi. Panguva imweyo tanga tiri kunzwa zvakare kubva kune chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chave kuCanada, Sharon Jovo anga achitaura iye pamusoro pezvaakasangana nazvo paapo akange ari kushanda kuZimbabwe ari mutori wenhau kuziyana, sezvo iro vhiki rino ranga riri zuva rekurangarira mabasa anobatwa nevatori venhau nyanya vechidzimai nezvavanosangana nazvo. Saka ndo zvatambonzwa, asi pari zvino tida kutarisa isu nyaya yemamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yenyaya yekushayikwa kwezvekufambisa. Saka tinenge tiine vanyarikani vedu, tina amai Eva Nice Munando vanowanikwa ivo vari kuuya kuzotaura nesu pamusoro pezvazviri kutarisana nemadzimai nyanya vari kumirira ivo bato refemale students nhasi, sezvo vanoshanda ivo nevasikana vechidiki vari kuwanikwa ivo vachienda kuzvikoro panguva iyo zvikoro zvakavhurwa. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu. Regai tinzwe kubva taurisai tinyatsonzwa. Tinoona imi munoshanda tinoona munoshanda nevanasikana vari kuenda kuzvikoro, zvii zvamuri kutarisana nazvo panyaya yemamiriro akaita nyaya yezvokufambisa?
Tiri kusangana nematambudziko akakura akanyanyisa zvikuru panyaya yetransporti. Ndiri kuona sekuti kubva panovhura vana vechikoro
network yenyu
mushure mekunge hurumende hamusi kunizwa.
Taura henyu taurai
muri kunizwa okay nandichiti hurumende zvaitika izvi zvanyanya kuomesesa zvakanyanya mushure mekunge hurumende yaisa chirongwa panzvimbo chinonzi operation restore order. Tiri kurambidza avo vanotakura vemichovha midiki vanenge vachitakura vanhu vachiendesa kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana vachibvumidza mabhazi ezupuko anova zvemashoma munharaunda matigere kana tikatarisa makuta atiri kubva takatarisa muZimbabwe muno mese. Saka nyaya yetransporti yaoma zvikuru nenyaya yekuti chekutanga kushayikwa kwayo transporti iyoyo hakuna michovha yekufambisa yakanga iripo panzvimbo. Chechipiri yadhura, zvadhura nenyaya yekuti mitengo yemafuta yakakwira zvakanyanya kubva pamavhiki mashoma yayapfuura, zvinova izvo zvinoremera vadzidzi kunyanya vechisikana nenyaya yekuti mari dziri kunetsa vabereki, mafizi akabva auya vakwira. Saka nyaya yekuti vachiwanawo mari yetransporti sezvo yanga yajaira yaya michovha midiki inova yakatirerukei yanga yakatichipei pakufamba haisawaniki, uyezve mazupuko acho akaiswa kupanzvimbo kuti anga achitakura vanhu mashoma haasi kukwanisa kunge achisangana neuwandu hwevanhu vanenge vachida kutakurwa. Saka vana vazhinji vari kunonoka kuzvikoro, tasangana nenyaya yekuti vari kunonoka kunosangana nemalectures avo. Chechipiri ende zvava nekutyisa futi pakutakurwa nemichovha iyoyo nekuti vamwe vari kusangana nemadambudziko ekumhirizhongwa nemichovha iyoyo yakaita semawishaya. Nyaya dzanga dzichibuda masvondo apera kuti kune vamwe vanga vachirobhiwa, vamwe vachiabhiswa imomo, vamwe vachinosiiwa kune nzvimbo dziri kure. Saka nyaya yetransport yaita bengozozo muno muZimbabwe zvakatarisana nenyaya yevana vechikoro. Ende uyezve kune vari kufamba mazuva ose vachibva kuDzimba, traffic jam chaiyo yekuti hapana mafambiro, munoita 2 hours muri munzira muchiedza kuti muende kana mutowns yaimo nenyaya kuti mota dzawandisa nzira dzacho dzanofamba nemota hadzisanyanye kufambika zvakanaka saka zvinokonzeresa kuti paite traffic jam vana vanonoka kuzvikoro kuzvidzidzo zvavo saka dambudziko iri rakonzeresa kwese kwese nenyaya yekuti mhirizhonga yatataura nezvayo mutengo chaiwo uye zvekushayikwa kwezvekufambisa kwacho vamwe vanozoguma vafamba netsoko vanoenda kuma asi kamutaun anotiona zviri nyore
eto tiri ipapo mombotitaurawo nechirungu kuti what are you seeing on the ground
kana ichinge yatara kana kuti vanoburutswa vasati vasvika kunzvimbo yavo.
What are you seeing?
Hello.
Hello. What are you seeing on the ground regarding the transport situation, especially when you look at the female students under whose leadership you are, or you know who you are leading at the moment?
Yeah, you know the transport situation is has been recent in Zimbabwe after the government has launched Operation Restore Order. This operation is you know. Depriving the access to transport where those pirates are being arrested and those are small cars that used to ferry people from one place to another, they are also not allowed to carry people. So the problem is that now the government is not putting in place adequate alternatives. They are saying this Zupco is supposed to carry to ferry passengers from.
So we're having connectivity issues there, but Mrs. Evanice Monando, at this point, she's speaking representing female students in Zimbabwe. She is an organization that does handle some of the issues that female students are facing, but she's saying that one of the biggest problems is that they've also seen reports that some of the young women, when they are taking this transportation to their colleges, they are facing issues like, being abused because she says the government had an operation that they were running, which has actually driven the price of transportation very high and also has made it very, there are not enough Zupcos to carry people. So those are some of the issues that she's talking about.
Singa toligi singati uyasizwa yini inkosikazi Albert Roka ukhona hayi ngabona ulenkinga ke sizazama ke ukuthi sim connect yebo ke lapho besizwa omunye ke umhlonitshwa wethu obechasisa ke ngokuphathelane lezo mota zokuhambisa yena ke besitshela ukuthi hayi kunzima lapha ke kwezokuhambisa ngoba kuyenza ukuthi inhlelo abaziqhubani njengabesifazane ezokuthuthukisa omama azisaqhubeki kuhle ngenxa yokuthi kuyaswelakala phela imota zokuhambisa sengathi thina i-transport. Yikho-ke lapha kade sikhuluma ngakho ngoba sinanzelela ukuthi udaba lolu olwemota zokuhambisa lubhahile kakhulu elizweni. Abantu bayakhonona-ke ngokuthi abatholi-ke imota zokuhambisa kodwa uhulumente uthi uyalukhangela lolu daba njalo uzalulungisa. Yikho-ke esiyabe kukhulunywa ngumhlonitshwa wethu lapha ade khona sisamelele omunye umhlonitshwa wethu njalo ukuthi avuye. Yikho-ke lokhu ebesiliphathele khona. Okwamanje-ke ngizazama ukuthi sidinga omunye umhlonitshwa wethu ebesilaye lapha yena engasamboni khona lapha ecingweni. Hayi sesilaye wazithutshela ngabona umfanekiso wakhe ubu-frozen. Ye, sasingaqhubeka-ke ngengxoxo yethu laphana sikhulume ngolimi lwesingisi ukuthi kuyini elikwenza kanye kahle kahle ngomhlangano wena omkhulu lo owe-conference. Ungachasisela labo-ke abangasizwiyo isingisi ngesindebele ukuthi kahle kahle lilo mhlangano bani, ngaphi, njani, njalo ngowani.
Ngiyabona. Ngizaphinda njalo ngingusifiso Sifiso Ndlovu Albert Walker. Mhlaka 25 May nge-Africa Day siyabe sile-conference emayelana lokufuya imbuzi. Kunxuswa abantu bonke obaba, omama, abatsha esithi ngama-youth abasanda ukuqeda isikole abakhangelela ukuthi mhlawumbe kuyini abangakwenza ngempilo zabo. siyabakhuthaza ukuba babuye kulo umhlangano. Umhlangano lo ulendleko ezithize ukubana umuntu abe yingxenye yawo ekufundeni lokhu kule mali emele zikhitshwe. Yikho okunye engifisayo ukuthi ngicele labo abenelisayo ukuthi mhlawumbe babhadalele izihlobo, ikakhulu ama-youth abangenelisiyo mhlawumbe ukukhipha izimali, babasponse babuye kulo umhlangano ukubana bazofunda mayelana nokugcina imbuzi, ukufuya imbuzi. Ngoba imbuzi yizo esezithandwa ngabantu abadla inyama, ngoba zibonakala ingani yizo eziphatha kuhle umzimba ukwedlula inyama yenkomo. Njalo siyakhuthaza ukuthi abantu babuye ngobuningi babo. Ngoba kwesikhathi kunzima ukuthi wenze i-business uwedwa, kukanti lingaqoqana libambane, asithi libumbe kumbe i-cooperative kumbe i-trust kumbe i-business, kuyasebenzeka nxa abantu lisebenza libaningi. Yikho okwenziwa yinhlanganiso yethu leyi okuthiwa yiBulawayo Global Consortium, yiyo ebumbe i-conference leyi. iBulawayo Global Consortium yona iyi-business erejistwe e-UK. Injongo yayo yikukhuthaza abantu abahlala emazweni loba kungaphi, e-Canada, e-America, e-UK, Australia. Ikhampani le incedisa labo bantu abahlala emazweni abalesifiso lothando lokufuya ekhaya. Yikho ke thina esisekhaya yithi esigcina izifuyo zalawo ama-investors ahlala emazweni.
Kuyezwakala. Kodwa kahle kahle abantu kungabaphathisa ngani lokho ukuthi bebe khona kulo mhlangano, belalele, lidinga banjani abavele sebeqalisile ukufuya kumbe lizafundisa lo ngazi lutho, ungasichasisela kwakhe?
Yeah. Emhlanganweni lowo sizafisa ukuthi kubuye abantu abavele sebaqalisa ukufuya, sebephumelele. Mhlawumbe badinga esithi yi-market. I-market leyi isizaba yibo laba abantu abaqalisayo, ngoba labo abaqalisayo kumele bathole imbuzi from somewhere, and labo abaqalisileyo yibo abalazo. Abaningi ngama-breeders. So ama-breeders yilaba abafuyela abanye abafuyi, abafuyela ukuthi izifuyo zabo zibe yisitshebo, hayi bafuyela ukuthi zibe yinhlanyelo ezathengiselwa abanye labo abaqalisayo uhlelo lolu lokugcina imbuzi. So kuhle ukuthi abantu labo bahlangane endaweni yinye, bakhulumisane, bazane, ngesikhiwa sithi yi-networking. So abatsha bazathola ukufunda okutsha, abasebevele sebeqalisile bengama-breeders be-experience bazathola ukugcwalisela lokhu abavele bekwazi, njalo labo bazashare kumbe bafundise abanye abafuna ukuqala kulolu hlelo lokufuya imbuzi. So yindawo yokuthi abalolwazi labangalalo ulwazi abaludingayo bahlangane ndawonye, bakhulumisane, sibuilde ama-relationships. Kungapheleli khonapha ku-conference okokuthi, you know, enyangeni ezintathu umnyaka stop amafoni, azibani ngahlangana lawe ku-conference laphana wathi uyathengisa imbuzi, hayi sengithole kuyiploti kwami, ngathola yini ezingu-10, ngathola yini ezingu-20, njalo njalo.
Ye, kodwa abesifazana le abahlangana labo yini kulezi nhlelo, bayenza yini ngobuningi babo? Njalo inhlanganiso yenu leyi yabesifazana ikakhulu yini, kumbe hayi liqophe wonke umuntu?
Siqophe wonke umuntu. Omama labo banazo inhlelo zabo esibabekele zona, mhla we-Pan-African Women's Day. Kodwa mhla we-Africa Day sibiza wonke umuntu, obaba labo mama. Kodwa omama sizabe silayo eyabo i-special edition mhla we-Pan-African Women's Day.
Ye, lapha nxa sikhuluma ngembuzi singasakhulumi ngomhlangano we-conference kuphela. Ngiyaphambilini kwalokho, ngemva kwe-conference le, kuyini okunye belikwenza ukuphathelane lembuzi? Selike lakhuthaza abalimi ukuthi bezifuye yini?
Ye, abalimisi bakhuthaza kuso sonke isikhathi ukubana bafuye imbuzi. Ubuhle bembuzi ukuthi lo mfuyi ogcina inkomo uyakwanisa ukubana angezelele izifuyo zakhe ngembuzi. Inkomo lembuzi kuyakwanisa ukuphila ndawonye, kungawoni amadlelo. Ngoba ngokuthi imbuzi zona zidla izihlahla, zithanda ukudla izihlahla. Inkomo zidla utshani. So akula ezaqedela enye ukudla. So ngenye indlela yokuthi abalimi bakhweze izikhwama zabo, bakhulise izikhwama zabo. Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi angazi abantu babezomthwa, hayi indawo enje abantu sebe overstockile, sebefaka inkomo eziningi. So usually indawo ezinjalo ziyabe zifuna ukuthi nxa umuntu kumbe efuna ukukhweza ukwengezelela izifuyo zakhe, kungaba ngcono ukubana adinge imbuzi nxa kuyukuthi vele inkomo uselazo, kunokuthi adinge futhi ezinye inkomo, ngoba kungaba lomonakalo emadlelweni nxa inkomo seziningi ukudlula indawo leyo efanele ukuthi ithwale inkomo.
Ye, kodwa kulodubo ileli hlangana lalo kulolu uhlelo, abanye bakhala ngokuthi mhlawumbe intengo yempahla, ama-prices iyaqonga, imota zokuhambisa, i-transport iyahlupha, lakho konke nje. Manje abantu bakuthola yini laba bafuye imbuzi, kumbe kulula yini lanxa umnotho welizwe unje?
Akulula, kodwa zikhona izindlela ezingenza ukubana kube lula. Esikhathini abanye akade belezimali zabo bebezithola e-South Africa. Manje ngokukhwela kwezinto, amafiweni lani, lanemikhuhlane njalo, sokungcono ukuthi abantu bathenge imbuzi lapho abavele bekhona, ukubana bengazithwalisi nzima ngendleko ze-transport, ngendleko zokuqhatha izimota ifiweli ikhwelile. So abantu sibakhuthaza ukubana bathenge imbuzi lapho abavele bekhona. Ngoba sokusenzakala ukuthi sesijaha lezi mbuzi zemazweni, ama-boer goat, lama-Kalahari goat, you know, siwathenga ema-South Africa, siwathenga e-Namibia. Ukanti le zethu ama-Mathebele zonezi zimbuzi ezinhle kakhulu, ukuthi singafunda ukuzigcina kuhle zimbuzi lazo ezingasilethela imali. Sesingadobha impongo ele weight enjengebhuwa, enjengekalahari eyodwa 102 per farmer, si-crossbreed lezi thimbuzi ama-Mathebele esizithenga khonapha eZimbabwe eduze laduze. Lokhu bona kungasinceda ebunzimeni lobu esiphakathi kwabo okokukhwela kwezinto okukhona elizweni.
Yes, sesikhangela inzuzo ke, abantu abafuya imbuzi bathola yini inzuzo eningi? Sesiqathanisa labafuya inkukhu, inkomo lokunye, bahlala isikhathi esinganani bengazithengisi, njalo zizalana kanganani?
Ye, embuzini, umfuyi wembuzi engakhangelela ukuthi nxa elembuzi ezingu-10 eqalisa namhlanje, namhlanje mhlaka bani 5 May, athole amathokazi asengaphiwa impongo namhlanje elembuzi ezingu-10. Kufanele ukuthi ekupheleni kwe-5 months, imbuzi ithwala 5 months. Ekupheleni kwe-5 months engazithola ukuthi uselamazinyane angu-15. Yiwo ama-ratios akhona owuzala imbuzi. Uyamultiplya ngo-1.5. So uyathi 10 times 1.5. Yiwo amazinyane oyakuwakhangelela ukuthi uzaba lawo. Lezi ezinye imbuzi ezinjengama-boer goat, lama-Kalahari, nxa sizikhrosile le mbuzi zethu ama-Mathebele, silakho ukuqalisa ukuzithengisa zilama-4 months, zilama-6 months. Nxa zizinhle, intengo yakhona iqalisa kubo $50, $100, $200, kusiya ngokuthi zinhle okunganani.
Yebo ke, siyabonga ke. Lapho ke unkosikazi Sifiso Ndlovu, Agbe Thorokwa, yena engumaNdlovu obesichasisela okuningi. Yes, I just we're just rehashing what we talked about before on goat rearing, and I'm sure you heard part of the interviews and how what she was saying, and how some women and some youth are also involved in the project, and how they are going to have the goat conference and a special one for women later on. And so forth. That's what we were talking about here. Over to you.
Thank you so much. Very interesting project there indeed. Let me just go back to my Evanite Monando, because she says her battery is about dying. My Monando, totally some kutotarot imi parish no murkuto famba kubakuba some chenda kumbachim boti payuti no ronde to shuruku famba say panye ye transport.
Zvakatooma rokodzi yese yakasviba moyo wangu uri kurwadza kuti handikwanisi kutotakura vanhu vakawanda kudaro nenyaya yekuti hakuna chekufambisa uye zvetrafic zvayakaita munzira mota dzawandisa dziri kufamba asi dziri kurambidzwa kutakura vanhu kubva kutaun chaiko hakuna panosimirwa michovha hapana kana mota iri kutakura kuvanhu mapurisa akamira nemaspikes ipapo kubaya mavhiri emota inenge yangomira saka vanhu vari kutambudzika zvikuru uye zvetrain yakaiswa kwandinogara kumufamba treni saka treni iyaya inongoenda kamwe chete ende haikwanisi kutakura vanhu vese nekuti painokwirwa kwacho kure vamwe vanobva kumabasa akasiyana siyana saka asi vanosangana mutaundi kuti vachiona chekufambisa vanhu vari kutambura zvisingaite nenyaya yemapurisa vari kutandanisa mota uyezve vakuvamiza mota kuti zvitakure mazupu kwacho anokanzi ndiwo ari pamutemo ukaroenda richidzoka asi vanopa first preference kumasiri
saka mukuti vanopa first preference kuma civil servants parishion we're hearing there a personal experience of what is happening regarding the transportation issue in Zimbabwe. We are speaking there to Mrs. Evanice Monando, who's actually saying as we speak to her right now, she's on the road. And she says, unfortunately, you know, there are a lot of people that are actually walking home, but she cannot even give them a lift, as we call it in Zimbabwe, because there are police waiting with their spikes to actually pounce on those that may wait and try to give transportation to those that are facing the blues when trying to get home. Maybe since you're in Bulawayo, are you seeing, you know, this kind of situation when it comes to transportation?
Yes, I'm listening to, you know, to the lady, and it sounds terrible. And no, I haven't. I've only been back since Sunday, and I really haven't been out, in town that much as a farmer. I've been, you know, I've just been stuck at home, you know, working away, you know, on the conference, and I'm absolutely mortified in what I'm hearing. I wasn't aware of it.
But you are saying when it comes to transporting the livestock, it's a different kind of scenario. You said you usually encourage farmers to work within their own areas so that they won't have to incur the transport and fuel costs. How do you factor that in?
Yes, I mean, we always do encourage farmers, you know, not to have to overspend if they can help it. Say, for example, people in Bybridge, they can buy their goats in Bybridge. If you are in Plumtree, buy your goats in Plumtree so that you can actually drive them. When I say drive, I mean uzikhuba. Hopefully everyone understands what I'm saying, so that you don't actually need to hire a car and pay for fuel, because fuel prices have gone, you know, astronomically. And it's not just here. I've only just come back from the UK, and, you know, everybody there was crying and moaning that, you know, fuel prices are going through the roof. So in terms of us as farmers, we always try to find a way in which we can cope with price hikes. Otherwise, we may as well just give up and not do anything, but we can't, you know, we have to, we have to keep going. You know, we have a nation to feed. You know, we do not want to end up in a situation whereby, you know, we come to a standstill and we cannot work. We've got to find ways around whatever difficult situations. You know, farmers always make a plan. We have to make a plan.
Yes, you know, talking of prices, would you say the stock feed prices are also hiking, like all other commodities and mortalities?
like all other commodities, the prices of stock feed has gone up. And one of the things that we are encouraging farmers is to grow their own, you know, stock feed. And this was even, you know, before this whole fuel crisis hit. There's a huge drive within the goat community. I'm sure it's there in the poultry, in the beef industry, that, you know, farmers stand to save money and be a bit more profitable if they can grow, not maybe even everything, if you can grow even half and then only buy half. And then also, if you are in poultry, for those people who are in poultry, poultry droppings, poultry litter is also useful as a stock feed. So it's all about adapting a zero-waste approach to absolutely every farming aspect that you are engaged in. So if you have your chickens can actually feed your cattle, you know, from the litter. I'm talking about the caged chickens that are fed, you know, the stock feed that we buy. That is also very good for feeding, you know, animals. So we really have to be creative. We need to learn about the indigenous trees that are available in abundance. Those are very good for our goats. They love it. You know, you can crush them, mix them with a little bit of maize, you know, feed them your goats, you know, and they do ever so well. So those are some of the things that we are encouraging farmers to adopt an absolutely zero waste approach. Find out about other things that they can feed their livestock in order to cut costs, because, you know, buying feed really is not viable now. It's not viable.
Yes, and looking at the country's economy and food situation, can you say the farmers are really doing a great job and they get returns for it? Or they, I mean, if you compare the stock feed and all the agricultural inputs, is it the same, what they put in and what they get at the end of the day?
Okay, it would be very difficult for me to comment generally. I can only comment in terms of livestock, specifically goats, because that's what I've been doing for the past 3 years. I really haven't been cropping like for maize or vegetables. I last did horticulture about 3 years ago when there was a drought. And this is how I actually stumbled on the goats, because they don't need that much water. So in terms of livestock feed, this is how we get around it, you know, by learning about other ways of feeding our animals without going to the great expense of always having to buy. There is so much out there that you can use. There's so many crops that we can grow profitably without spending too much money, without spending too much water, you know, wasting too much water. I'm thinking of the small grains. You know, all those are very useful in the livestock value chain. You know, the small grains that perhaps we haven't paid attention to in the past. You know, those are very valuable and they're very, you know, very cheap, very easy to grow. So this is how we've managed to get around the situation of having to buy feed. And this is how we've remained profitable.
Sesikhangela ke labo abafuna ukuthi befuye imbuzo okwakuqala bengabuya yini kulo umhlangano wenu omkhulu weconference kamhlaka 25 labazingcwethi lizabahlela njani ukuthi abavele besazi bazahlala lapha abangikhona beqalisa sizabafundisa lokho.
Hayi, asoze sibehlukanise, siyabe sisonkene ukwenzela ukuthi sifundisane. Abangaziyo bazafunda kulaba abalolwazi. Ukufunda akupheli. You know, abanye ngamadokotela but bayabuya bezofunda, ngabadokotela bezinyamazana, ngamadokotela ezimbuzi, ezinkomo, bazabe bekhona labo. Ukufunda akupheli, abalolwazi sizabe sibakhuthaza ukubana bachathekele labo abangelalwazi. Sizabe sikhuthaza njalo ama-farmers lawo ase-established ukuthi basivunyele
amaplazi apho senze ama-open day sivakatshelane sibone ukuthi kambe umakhelwane yena wenza njani ukubana aphumelele.
Yebo ke hayi kuyezwakala kuhle kakhulu yikho lokho elizabe likwenza. Is over to you, Marvelous.
Is there any Zimbabwean women in the diaspora that are actually involved in this GOAT project?
Yes, there are. Actually, we do have women investors as the Bulawayo Global Consortium. Do you know, I've just realized my room has suddenly gone down. Can I please just put on the light very quickly? I know I'm live, but I'm going to put on the light.
Well, those were some of the technicalities that we do face when doing a live
stream. Yes, I'm surprised that we managed to do this network this far, because usually the Zimbabwean network, it cuts, like what happens to Mrs. Mandela.
Yeah.
Me, I'm just kidding. And then I'm suddenly realizing that it's getting darker and darker and darker. When I started, you know, there was plenty light, and I realized, oh my God, it's getting dark. So yes, there are women, you know, in the diaspora. Within the Bulawayo Global Consortium, we have women in UK, in Canada, who have actually invested in GOATs. We have our GOATs in Nyamaendlovu, but they are not just specifically for women. But I would say the ratio is maybe 60% women, 40% men. You know, within our organization.
Mm-hmm. So
how do they get their return? Yes, as I said before, talk about GOAT returns, it's not like buying a bottle of Coke and say, if I have a bottle of Coke and I buy it for $1 and I sell it for $1.20 tomorrow, you know, that's my return. We encourage or make it clear to people that this is a long-term investment, right? So GOATs that are ready to breed, it takes about 5 months for a female goat from pregnancy to kidding when they have their kids. It takes 5 months. And it will take another 5 to 6 months before you can sell those kids. That is, if they are of good quality, they have a good weight, you can start selling them at 6 months. So you are looking at about a year before you can even get any kind of a return. You know, but I would encourage people to give it at least 3 years before you really, really see yourself being in business. But obviously, it also depends on the breed. You can move fast. Let's say with the boar goats. If you remember, I said generally goats give you something like 1.5 kids per female, but with a boar goat, it gives you 1.8, which is why they are so popular with people. One of the characteristics of a boar goat is the twins and triplets, right?
Mm.
And the weight, well, and the weight, they are big, big, big things, you know, beautiful big things. But the downside is the cost of starting. If you decide you're just one goat, it's very, very expensive. You know,
what is the general cost?
You are looking at something between 500 to 1,000 USD for a male, and for the female, between 200 and 300 US dollars for just one female.
Very interesting.
That is the downside, because it's very costly. But, you know, and you still have to wait the 10 months before you can even start selling them. And when you do, after those 10 months, you can sell them for $300 when they're just, 4 to 6 months.
And these prices, are they the same in the rural areas? So are you most concentrated on the farming areas, which are usually in the periphery, or you get villagers themselves embarking in these programs?
The best place is to encourage villagers or people in the rural areas to look after their goats using the business approach, meaning that they must not allow for inbreeding, because inbreeding is what causes stunted growth, which is what we are seeing in Matabeleland now. Our goats are getting smaller and smaller. Matabele goats are known for their size. They are big goats. But because we haven't been managing them properly, and we are getting into a situation of inbreeding. You know, sometimes you do start to see them getting a little bit smaller. But we want to reverse that by sharing the knowledge, educating not just people in the rural areas, but anyone who wants to get into it, that yes, you can have a viable business even with our own local goats, but you've got to look after them in a certain way if we want to run this as a business. So that is the key difference.
Yeah, and is it easy for rural people who have always kept goats, you know, as part of, you know, slaughtering one here and there towards festive seasons and things like that, for them to go commercial?
It's very easy. It's very easy. It's not difficult at all because we have organizations, we have NGOs, we have the Goat Breeders Association of Zimbabwe, which is out there helping rural folk to breed goats so that we can sell as a collective. Yes, if it makes sense. I don't know whether you remember how Coke used to operate. They also used to operate from the rural areas, isn't it? They used to go out there, teach them how to build pigsties, give them piglets, and after a certain time, they would go there and buy back the pigs from them. And this is something that was happening in the 60s. So that model can work very well for goats as well. You know, whereby there's an organization or organizations that has the capacity to teach, train people in the rural areas, and when those goats are ready for sale, they just go and buy them. And it's easier when, let's say in the villages, 10 households each have 10 goats to sell. That's more viable for a buyer to do that, to go to one village and buy 100 goats rather than roam around all over the countryside looking for 100 goats. Which is what we are doing actually at the moment. You know, we tend to drive to, you know, to different places in search of goats. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. The quality varies a lot, you know, depending on where you go.
Yes, and compared to other countries, what can you say about Zimbabwe and its goat rearing projects? Do you, for example, sometimes collaborate with other countries in the SADC regions, or is just a national program?
No, it's very pan-African. Yes, we do. You know, we talk to breeders all over Africa. You know, with social media, it's made life so much easier to engage with people on a global level. And in terms of training, we also go down to South Africa for some of our trainings. We go down to learn from the South African breeders because they are so much more ahead of us in terms of the knowledge base and the experience and the quality of their goats. So we do go down to South Africa for their trainings. You know, we have Zoom meetings with breeders from other countries. You know, the Ugandans, the Kenyans, they're doing really, really well. In terms of their goat breeding, you know, and of course, yeah, other countries going up north. One of the biggest exporters of goat to the EU and the United Arab Emirates. You know, I'm talking about countries such as Sudan and Ethiopia.
Yeah, okay, we're talking about sesikhangela-ke umhlangano wenu lo mkhulu ozayo or we-conference. Sizwile ukuthi uthe uzaba khona omunye futhi wabesifazane phambi kwalowo. Ungasitshela ukuthi lo wona uyabungumphi kahle kahle.
Ye, lo uyabungowabomama kuphela. Si-celebrate-a i-Pan-African Women's Day. Again, nxa sikhangela e-Africa jikelele. Omama yibo abahlala emakhaya, yibo abagcina izifuyo, kodwa okusalayo yikuthi omama babe lolwazi lokuthi izifuyo lezi bayazinika ngayonke leyo. Kungaba njani ukuthi bagcwalisele ulwazi lwabo, izifuyo lezi balethele imali engani ithe gaga. Yiyo injongo yalo umhlangano wamhlaka 30 July owe Pan-African Women's Day. Sikhangela in livestock in general. Agwari sabe singakhulumi ngembuzi zodwa. Sabe sikhuluma nangenkomo, sabe sikhuluma nangenkukhu. Ikakhulu lezi inkukhu esithi free range. Bonkukhu makhaya ama-roadrun ukugcina kwazo. Nokuthi zingaphathisa njani omama ukubana baphume ebunzimeni esithi poverty alleviation. Yikho esabe sikhangele khona ukuthi omama bengazinceda kanjani ukuba babe empowered, ukuba babe nezimali zabo bakwenze ngendaba yani ekufuyeni, ngoba vele yinto eyenziwa ngabo mama kodwa okungani kuyashoda kwasesikhathi lulwazi. Yikuqaphela ulwazi lolu abavele belalo in order to monetize ama-activities vele abavele bewenza okufuya inkomo. Bengibala ukuthi vele eKenya omama yiba bagcina inkomo, yiba belusayo, yibayidibhisayo, yiba bazisengayo.
Oh, that's very interesting that women in Kenya do that. What about the men?
Hayi, oba bantu basebenza emadrobheni.
Oh, yeah. Kumbe sokusiya la ngemhlobo, we've seen labani Masai.
Yes,
kumbe bezwe okuningi ngohlelo lwenu. Siyabona ukuthi mhlawumbe bebengazwanga okwakuqala. Ningabalayela ukuthi bethintane lani ngaphi? Yiziphi inombolo? Yiphi ikhasi lenu? Kumbe le Facebook? Kumbe ini where people can get in touch with you to know more about your projects and your conferences and what you can empower and the empowerment skills you can give them. Ungasitshela ukuthi bangalifica.
Yeah, in number 0775-369910, 0775-369910. Social media, sikhona ku Facebook, ku Instagram, Bulawayo Global Consortium, kule Facebook page, sile website, njalo, okay, Bulawayo Global Consortium. Ibulembe Farm bengasidinga kule Facebook page yeBulembe Farm, njalo sikhona la ku Facebook. Yonke information ye conference iyabi khona kuma platforms wona lawa. Abanye nje bengasikhangela futhi kule yini platform okuthiwa yi No Place Like Home. Mathebelelen returnees eku Facebook. No Place Like Home, Mathebelelen returnees, lakho siyabe siposta khona. Sifaka information ye conference yona le.
Yabonge kuyezwakala kule ndlebe zokuzwa uzwile. Would like to say thank you to our guest today, Mrs. Sifiso Atetoroka Umandlovu. Yena ke yingcwethi kwezokulima, agricultural expert ke obesinika ulwazi, njalo bekhangelele le conference yabo ezayo mhla ka 25 eyokufuya imbuzi. Olivalelisayo ke yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga.
I want to know that my ever nice Monando, Vangavar Tora, Ivo Pamsortima Miro, Akaita Jimu, Panyaya, Yishu Fambis, at Chitenda Shakari, Vangavaripa Facebook, Tangachuku Konai, a love nest, Warai, Zuarputi, Josai, public transport, Moon of Famba, Nechanoda, and Oshu Tora, Rajinji, in Indian marvelous in Fanganyahue, Chitenda Inese, Magatera Pachirongwa, Chedu Parishino.
Vatereri vestudio 7 vanotibata pamasaisai esatellite. Tine chiziviso chakakosha. Tinoda kuzivisai kuti VOA Africa muZimbabwe yave nemasaisai matsva anoti SES 5K U band ne C band transponders. Kana muchida kunzwa zvizere endai pa website yedu ye www.voashona.com kana pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shona.